The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit, and every one that does, he prunes so that it might bear more fruit. You are already pruned because of the word that I spoke to you. Remain in me as I remain in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither. People will gather them and throw them into a fire, and they will be burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask for whatever you want and it will be done for you. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. The Gospel of the Lord. Up at St. Francis High School, where I reside, we have the cruelest gardeners in the world. We also used to have a beautiful patch of rose bushes, about 50 of them, next to one of the classrooms. You know what they did to them? The gardeners, a few months ago, cut them down so badly they were like little stumps. About 50, it looked like a graveyard, skeletons there. And I said to myself, they ruined them. These roses are never going to come back. They were massacred. But look, here are four roses that I picked yesterday from those rose bushes. They're back again. There must be hundreds of white roses like this on those stems. They're beautiful. I thought about that when I read today's gospel, in which Jesus says, he is the vine and we are the branches. That's beautiful too, because it means that you and I are so close to Jesus that we share one life, like the branches and the vine do. That's much more intimate than last week's image that Jesus gave us about the shepherd and the sheep, because the sheep and the shepherd do not share the same life, but the vine and the branches do. That means that the risen life of Jesus, shared with us in baptism and nourished with us in us each time we receive the Eucharist, that new life flows in our veins. What a wonderful feeling. What a wonderful reassurance of how close God is to you and me, like the life that is flowing in our veins. But it's the other part of what Jesus said that bothers me. He said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit, and every one that does, he prunes, so that it may bear more fruit. That's the part that worries me, the pruning part, especially when I remember what happened to those rose bushes up there at St. Francis High School. Could something like that happen to you and to me? Or maybe it already has, as it happened to a young couple named Jessica Kensky and Patrick Downs. They were newlyweds, standing side by side watching the Boston Marathon 5 years ago. Then a bomb went off. It tore through both of Jessica's legs and they had to be amputated. And Patrick also lost a leg, his left leg. They went through so many surgeries that they lost count. They spent 3 years in the hospital. At times, Jessica thought she could not go on. But her service dog, named Rescue, came to her rescue. She and Patrick decided to tell their story with a children's book. At times, that's the only thing that kept them going, that gave them hope. The result is a book called Rescue and Jessica, A Life-Changing Friendship. It's a book about the challenges and their ongoing recovery, written for kids ages 5 to 9, and shows the relationship between a fictional girl named Jessica, who lost both of her legs, and her service dog named Rescue, who eventually come to rely on and, as the book says, rescue each other. They said the idea for the book came from the many children who approached them to pet rescue and then to ask about their prosthetic legs. Kids have a genuine curiosity, Patrick said. They're trying to make sense of their world. They genuinely want to know if we are hurting. Jessica and Patrick have been in the spotlight ever since they were wounded in that 2013 marathon. Their journey has been followed by the news media. Their stories are featured in an HBO documentary called Marathon, The Patriot's Day Bombing, and in the movie called Patriot's Day. Since they were wounded, there have been plenty of positive moments in their lives, they said. Their friends and families rallied around them in ways they could never imagine and for which they said they could never be grateful or repay them. They even went back and completed the Boston Marathon the year after they were wounded, using hand cycles, arm-powered bicycles. And this year, Patrick completed the marathon using one of those hand cycles, and Jessica was at the finish line waiting for him. It has permeated every ounce of our lives, Patrick said. There's a lot of sadness to unpack and a lot of rich, positive feelings, too. How is Jesus or God pruning you and me? With sickness or an injury? With the loss of a job or the loss of a friend or a loved one? Or the losses that come with aging, maybe with a divorce, or a separation, or some family tension, or with persecution, or gossip, or false accusations, with an addiction, or a problem that just doesn't seem to go away in our lives. That seemed to happen, you may remember, to St. Paul, who wrote about a thorn in the flesh, he called it, that God had given him and that he complained to God about. But God told him, he said, "My strength is sufficient for you." That was like saying, "I am the vine and you are the branch. The life of mine flowing through you will be sufficient to give you all the strength that you need." Every Sunday we gather here like branches on a vine. In the Eucharist, we eat the sacred bread and we drink of the fruit of the vine. The life of the vine is circulated through us again. We may not feel anything, but that life throbs in each one of us, and it will continue to do so as long as we stay on the vine. May that thought, that we are never alone without the risen Christ like a branch on his vine, may that thought inspire us as we leave church today. And when we feel pruned, think of these roses, or think of those Boston survivors. There's a marvelous life within each one of us, working wonders, if we just allow it. Amen.